Yeah, I'm Stefan Otto from Uninet, and I want to present our efforts at Uninet, Norwegian NREN. We had in the last years, and especially to present the work we did this year. And 2014, we had first contact with WebRTC, did some experiments, and learned for the network setup what is important for WebRTC, learned the turn stuff. And we had some students in short projects. The first one was practice work over 2 months, half time. So it was one moment, one man month of a student, and he managed to create a one-to-one communication web client plus server, very easy and basic. But it was the first moment for us where we recognized, okay, it's quite easy to just develop something with WebRTC, implementing audio-video communication in the browser. And the same student continued as a summer student for 2 months and managed to create a communication client with improved feature set. So it was audio-video, usual chat. We could exchange files via the WebRTC data channel, not just sending the files somewhere, but the client used the data channel, and it was quite usable and had presence information of different users and was in proof of concept for an communication client running completely in the browser. And 2015, the giant WebRTC task started and was the main target to investigate WebRTC as a technology and make a plan for the future for the community. And in Uninet, we also started tests with HackSerp and Acarino. As commercial providers, which delivered WebRTC solutions. And our background there was testing the virtual meeting room concept for replacing physical meeting rooms or connecting physical meeting rooms to virtual meeting rooms in order to connect from different video technologies. And the other problem we wanted to solve is to translate between different communication technologies. In Norway, we have nearly 100% usage of Skype for Business, or formerly known as Lync. And in order to interact with other video technologies, it's quite important for us that we can communicate with the world and not just in Norway. And HackSerp and Acarino had such solutions that you can just translate it, not the video room concept, but also to translate a call, a WebRTC, or a video call from one technology to another without that the user had to interact there. So a Skype for Business user can call another address which is not Skype for Business, or the other way around, in usual zip video conferencing unit could call Skype for Business address, and the Skype client is ringing and just connect with each other. And we started also in Jitsi Meet as an experimental service and try to get some experience, but in a much smaller scale than Renata did. In the giant WebRTC task. And in this year, the next tasks started, or the former tasks finished, and the next task started. And at Uninet, we also just now we implement based on Arcano Cisco the national video bridge project, which is a little bit different than the tender Peter's talked about, because we have some different viewpoints in what a such solution should do or could do. Because for us, the main point with this is to translate and to reuse old equipment and to be able to communicate from Skype or to Skype without user interaction. And core short picture about this. Does it work? Yeah. It's Norwegian mainly, but you can see the video boo is the bridge, which we are implementing just now. And Suntit is a real-time infrastructure, which is in place, mainly ZIP infrastructure. And the UHA Skype is a Skype for Business cloud solution we have in Norway. And we link them together so that different user clients from extern or intern can call each other and will be just linked together. And before the summer, I started to develop an application, Knockflop, and it was inspired by Appear-In, and it started from a simple survey in our national technical workshop, where we just asked the audio-video people there from the sector, should we provide our own Appear-In like service? And it was like, yes, just do it. If it's possible, it would be very nice to have a service which is doing the same as Appear-In, but we can label it as an own service and just use it. And so I just started to develop the simple concept of Appear-In. So the concept is just go to a start page and type in your room name, the room name you want, and share the URL, and you will be connected without questions. So just go on and only share the URL. And it's only peer-to-peer, so there is no central server structure, which is linking the streams together. The clients just talk each to each, but it's many-to-many, so it will be a staff structure. And it's an automatic layout. You can mute audio, video. You can get full screen, and that's it mainly. And you can have a demo. difficult to meet. So you get just the start page, and you can okay. Enter a room name, and you see your own video, and after that you can just share the URL. See, I typed it right.
Shall I try?
Yeah, can you try it? Typo, everything key minus task force. So you get an automatic layout, and every client and mute your machine.
Or
I can do it also. I can mute everybody if I want, but it's only local. It's not remote. Everybody can do the same for. So, and it works also on mobile browsers, and you can have another view, and you can also go full screen. You can change the layout if you want, and that's it mainly. So, very basic and simple, and it needed a month to develop this visually. And as Rui said, the most time I invested was not WebRTC and get the video to run, it was the layout, the web page. And I'm not a web developer at all, so. But if you get students, and there are students which can develop JavaScript code, it will go. Yes, it's quite cool. Okay. And it's the client and server. The client is JavaScript, okay, but the server is also 100% pure JavaScript, so it's Node.js based, and the only external libraries I use there in Node.js are the Express server to deliver the web page and Socket.io for communication via the WebSocket. And signaling is on the WebSocket, and on the client it's jQuery and Bootstrap, and it's not yet really used, but I think for branding, to get a layout for this, and you can just use Bootstrap for this. And future plans. It's not good. Okay. That was a crash.
Okay.
We want to start as an experimental pilot in Norway and to get experience in how this scales on the server and get feedback from the users and perhaps some institutions who want to expand the solution or customize to their needs. We want to get developer on such WebRTC solutions. It's not yet integrated with Star Neutron service, but this is not that much work, I think. And it should have educating user support and screen sharing and manual quality control from the user, so you can change to high quality models or low quality. Yeah.
It's just to say that our solution for video conferencing, multi-screen, multi-point, only lacks the last one.
Mm-hmm.
We have everything already.
The Currento integration.
It's the only thing that is missing, but we have the file and we know how to ingest that in Currento.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share things, we can share it.
Yeah. Choose media sources, so you can choose your camera or microphone from the GUI and not only from the browser. And on the architecture side, I want to separate the signaling layer from and the media handling to from the GUI, from the user interface, so that you can easily reuse the code and just So you have a JavaScript library, you can only integrate on other projects and use signaling structure. The thought behind is to build components which we can reuse on other projects and where we, for example, can integrate the Star Neutron in the signaling layer and deliver this to developers in the sector, and they only have to integrate this library and automatically use Star Neutron service and the signaling room concept and can reuse this and develop their own WebRTC solutions ideas they want. And future also, which we thought is the mirror that you can just test if the WebRTC is working in this network conditions, and perhaps something like speed tests or analysis for which are WebRTC related. Am I using the torrent server or is it behind a net? Which IP addresses are used or something like that? And an important point is also the Currento integration. For just now, it's only point-to-point. And, that's the crash removed two slides. That's a pity.
Probably Michi hacked that.
I wanted to explain the difference between the star architecture and the central media server, and you can do with such web solution. Can you make a hybrid solution which changes to a central server if it's needed? You can configure, for example, very easy concept is. If there are two clients connected, it's always peer-to-peer. If there's a third one, everything is moving to the Currento-based room. So we get all the one-to-one communication handled peer-to-peer without server, and after that we can step in with server components and mix the video together. And you can improve this concept in, if you get information about network and packet loss, you can also do other things and just move users with bad bandwidth to the Corelto room, and the other users are still connected to each other and additionally to the Corelto room. So everybody gets the optimum. Yeah, desktop application sharing, file sharing. File sharing is integrated already, and I tested it, but it's not in the user interface, but it's working. So I integrated WebTorrent into the client. WebTorrent is a WebRTC data channel based implementation of the torrent protocol, so every participant in the room is connected via WebRTC data channel in the background, and you can just transfer a hash via the signaling to the other clients, and the other clients just start, just download this file from the file sharing network. And so the download will scale. If there are two clients having the file, it will scale up, and every downloaded chunk is scaled to the other. So if you get 100 in a room, 100 participants, and the file is only on one client, the download will last forever. But in a file sharing context, the WebTorrent network, it will scale as the first clients get some data from the first. They also provide as download clients to the others, so the download goes much faster. Yeah, chat and also thoughts from users is to have a better room control, also similar to AppearIn, that you can claim a room and have some kind of history in the chat. And in addition to the user login, you have your space and get notifications if somebody joins to the room, to other communication channels, for example, email, or we could also implement something for SIP or Sky for Business, for example, that an instant message goes to the Sky for Business user, which is behind. But one thing it's I thought it's better than AppearIn is if we can customize the room, for example, to limit the maximum users. If you want, just press a button. I want only maximum two users connected, and only if me is connected, then I get automatically a queue system. And so I have a similar use case to the WebToot, that you get the queue and only one-to-one video communication, and you can choose the next one if you want. Or you get with this functionality also a head desk-like feature that you can see how many users are going to the support web page, and you can, the support can talk with one, and you can see how many are waiting and can just connect and say, okay, I'm in 3 minutes back or something like that. Yeah, or to implement a remote control that you can register a client to as a remote control to a room and save an hash or an identity to the browser file system locally, and have the ability to control the room, not see the video, but for example, to manage the layout or something like that. So you can integrate such rooms to physical meeting rooms, and have, for example, an Android tablet to just control the video conference. Okay, and it's available on GitHub. so everybody can participate. No, this one. Yeah, and that's it mainly, I think.
Great, thank you.